They are moments of profound prayer. They lure us into a silence, a deep quiet that becomes a healing, peaceful moment in our lives that can bring change. 3 weeks ago, an incident took place in which the story of today's gospel began to unfold quite unconsciously in someone's life. A priest friend of mine was waiting with a number of other people at the bus station in San Francisco when an older man came along and proceeded to make everyone there quite uncomfortable. He had been drinking quite a lot, and looking at him from head to toe, he appeared to be the classic character from any Skid Row. And the old man became nasty, and he seemed unwilling to spare anyone on the bus depot by his annoying remarks. And so finally, this priest friend, who was just annoyed as anyone else there, became the target. And at first he tried to make believe and pretend that he wasn't hearing at all. He stared off into the distance. But then the man began shouting at a woman who was seated over to his right. And then my friend spoke. He spoke gently, but forcefully, trying to show no fear, no annoyance. He said, "If you want to speak that way, speak to me, but don't speak to her." And then began a conversation, totally unexpectedly, a story from today's gospel took flesh and blood. And it really, as he told it, was a beautiful story. All that this poor man really wanted was someone to talk to, someone to listen to. He was very lonely. He was very much afraid. And when this friend of mine began to speak, almost immediately that nasty tone in the old man's voice disappeared. And a smile broke out on his face. And in no time at all, the two of them were singing Irish songs. And the old man had his arm around my friend's shoulder, and he acted as if they had been drinking buddies for years. But then, as my friend recounted the story to me, he said one more thing. He said, "There happened at that time something strange within me." He said, "I began to watch the look on the old man's face change from one of anger and fright into gladness. And I watched and looked at the old man's eyes. They had been empty and frightened, and now they were warm and they were friendly." But he said, "Even more important, as I watched, I sensed that I myself at that moment had entered into a gospel moment. In the face of that poor, lonely man standing there in front of me, I recognized a brother." And he said, "Somewhere from the quiet corners of somewhere in my heart, I heard this quiet whisper, 'Don't be afraid. I am here. Don't be afraid. I am here with you.'" Today's gospel story is only one of many in which those two phrases are put right next to each other. Don't be afraid. I am with you. It is a story of how fear is able to have a terrible kind of power over us. It can lock any one of us up into a little tight world and keep us protected from meeting new people or walking into any kind of unpredicted events. But today's story is also a story of victory. How we can overcome fear when that whisper is said to us in an inviting way. Don't be afraid, I am with you. But above all, today's story is good news. because it strengthens our faith and our hope that those words are with us hour by hour all during the week. If we listen to the little whisper, do not be afraid. I am with you. This terrible thing that we call fear can really be a demon in our lives. It can lay claim upon us in so many terrible ways. It can catch us up in a whirlwind where we actually spend our time and energy trying to put away the worries of what other people think about us. Then we go on trying to please everyone we know. And if you've ever tried that and caught into that experience, you discover how frustrating, how destructive a game that becomes. Or even worse, fear can shape an unhealthy relationship between you and the living God so that it becomes one of guilt rather than one of freedom. Or with people, it can keep us from letting other people into our lives, or keeping us from any kind of intimate relationship with other people. So the image of the gospel today is good. Frightened people, caught in a state of fear, with their thoughts riveted on their own survival. They're frozen. They are afraid to let go. It's very much like a psychiatrist who asked a rhetorical question and said, why is it that a child is always afraid of a dark room? And he answered his own question by saying, because the child is afraid of dragons and lions and crocodiles and witches and dinosaurs and all of the other terrible things that children can conjure up in their imagination. He said the only way to help the child to be able to go into that room, to put away the fears in that child's heart, is to take the child by the hand, turn on the light, lead the child into the room, and show the child that the fears are groundless. But above all, he said, you must always go with the child. Words will never do it. The child is really afraid of what could be there. Same way with us. How afraid we are to trust in someone or in something unless we know that that person has been there and knows what he or she is talking about. How often we are afraid to enter into another person's life because we think we might be hurt, we might be discovered. And only unless we have some kind of a trust bond do we have the ability to enter anyway with freedom. If we're left to ourselves with something new or someone new, then our fears are going to lead to the worst of all. There'll always be pain and a great deal of failure. And we'll go on choking all our life long unless somewhere there's going to be a healing word that comes to us calling us out of the little boat of fear in which we are caught. And that is today's story. Peter is summoned by a voice from across the troubled waters. And to one who does not understand, his response seems foolish. After all, the wind was still blowing, the storm was still going, and yet he stepped out, and he falters. He finds that the voice from across the water is not a ghost at all. The voice is very real, and the voice is very near. And he discovers much more, that at least he had enough faith to get out of the boat, to abandon his fear, and to walk on water. He had broken through an expression of faith that allowed him to enter a whole new world. And that is always the paradox that we find in our lives, no matter how old we become. The promise that the Lord is always with us is a voice coming like a whisper from across the troubled waters of life. When our fears are very strong, It is very likely that we're going to be skeptical of that voice. We're going to go on being caught up in our own fear, frozen in that little tiny boat. And yet somehow or another, that fear must be broken. And it will be if we discover how near the words are and how near the one is who says them. Do not be afraid, I am with you. As close to us as the air we breathe and the blood in our veins. And that's why that friend of mine who encountered that poor old man in the bus depot discovered the Word of God. Whenever it is spoken, it is always spoken in ways that we least expect. It is spoken through ordinary people and sometimes offensive people. It is never spoken through earthquakes or fires or whirlwinds, but it is spoken in a whisper. It always comes to us in a form of disguise, and it must be trusted. We are to take the chance to reach out beyond our fear and listen to that whisper and discover that indeed the Lord is there. And that beautiful discovery will lure us in profound prayer and peace and healing, and we become aware that it is a gift. That discovery, that gentle whisper, takes us out beyond our fear. The gentle whisper takes us to a new world. The gentle whisper allows us to meet a new person. The gentle whisper finally allows us to discover that every moment of our life is filled with wonder and faith. But only out there, somewhere beyond the boat of our fear, can we discover him who says the words, "Do not be afraid. I'm always with you."